Hey there, overthinkers. Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to quieting that mental chatterbox and living a more intentional life. Ever feel like your mind's on overdrive? Like it's running a marathon while your body's stuck in slow motion? We're all about tackling those anxieties and finding peace in the chaos, one mindful moment at a time. And today, we're diving into a powerful duo. Mindfulness and movement, because let's face it, a healthy body is pretty much the foundation for a healthy mind, right? Now, before you roll your eyes and think this is just another go for a run pep talk, hear me out. This isn't about hitting the gym 5 times a week or becoming a yoga guru. It's about finding simple ways to bring awareness into both your physical sensations and your mental state. Think of it like tuning into yourself, checking in on how your body feels, noticing those thoughts swirling around your head, and learning to navigate them with grace, not panic. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you weave mindfulness and movement into your daily life. First off, start small. We're talking baby steps here. Don't try to overhaul your entire routine overnight. Maybe it's simply taking a few deep breaths before that big meeting, or stretching while you wait for the coffee to brew. Remember, consistency trumps intensity. Even 5 minutes of mindful movement can make a world of difference. Second, find what feels good. This isn't about forcing yourself into some rigid exercise routine. It's about exploring different activities and discovering what brings you joy. Maybe it's dancing like nobody's watching, taking a walk in nature, or trying a new yoga class. The key is to find something that makes your body feel alive and your mind happy. Third, pay attention to your breath. Seriously, your breath is your anchor. When those anxious thoughts start creeping in, take a few deep, slow breaths. Inhale deeply through your nose, hold for a moment, and exhale slowly through your mouth. This simple act can calm your nervous system and bring you back to the present moment. Fourth, be kind to yourself. Let's face it, we all have those days where motivation is Mia. And that's okay. Don't beat yourself up if you miss a workout or struggle to stay focused. Just pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and try again tomorrow. Remember, progress over perfection every single time. Finally, celebrate your wins. Big or small, acknowledge your accomplishments. You finally managed to stick to that yoga routine for a week? Awesome. You took a mindful walk in the park? High five. These little victories add up and fuel your motivation to keep going. Ever feel like your mind is racing a mile a minute while you're stuck on autopilot? It's like your brain is throwing a party, and your body just wants a nap. But what if I told you there's a way to bring those two worlds together, to make your mind and body work as a team instead of against each other? Picture this. You're walking down the street, and instead of just going through the motions, you start noticing the feel of the sun on your skin, the sounds of laughter in the distance, and the gentle sway of the trees. Your breath is deep and steady, your steps are purposeful, and for a moment, you feel truly present. That's the magic of mindfulness and movement. It's about bringing awareness to your everyday experiences, both physical and mental. Now, let's bring this back down to earth. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, feeling that familiar frustration rising within you. Instead of letting that anger take over, try taking a few deep breaths, noticing the tightness in your shoulders, and gently rolling your neck. Maybe even hum a little tune or listen to some calming music. By bringing awareness to your body and emotions, you can shift from frustration to calm and acceptance. See? It's not about magic spells or superhuman abilities, it's about simple yet powerful tools we all possess. Mindfulness and movement are like a secret handshake between your mind and body, a way to cultivate peace, clarity, and energy in the midst of life's chaos. So remember, overthinkers, you're capable of so much more than just surviving each day. Embrace these practices, find what works for you, and watch as your inner world blossoms alongside your physical well-being. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder to listen to their body and their mind. And if you found any of this helpful, leave a review. It really means the world to me. Keep those minds quiet and bodies moving, and until next time, peace out.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.